This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Saturday, October 30, and these are the headlines. At least 45 members of the LGBT Davao City Coalition each received a 10,000 pesos financial loan from the city government as additional capital for their small businesses. With this, the city's Rainbow Magnegosyo program has already benefited over 500 individuals since 2019. The cash loan received by each beneficiary is interest-free and payable within 2 years. The monthly payment of the loan amortization, however, will yet start after 3 months. In other news, the city government has reiterated its call to Davaoenos to get vaccinated and continue following minimum health protocols like the wearing of face masks, physical distancing, and frequent hand washing or use of disinfectants. Davao City COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson Dr. Michelle Sclosser, in an interview over the Davao City Disaster Radio Tuesday, said that the city is now enjoying a lower positivity rate compared to the previous weeks, and this is not due to low testing capacity, she said. She also reported that the city has now enough testing capacity because the Southern Philippines Medical Center, or SPMC, although not fully functional, is accepting specimens for testing. In business, when you think about Christmas, traditional colors of red, green, and gold come to mind. But with most of us spending more time at home, it's a good idea to be more creative when selecting holiday hues to add a contemporary touch to Christmas celebrations. Frosty White, Classic Red, Blush Luxe, and Dusk are SM Home's 4 main colored themes to bring the holidays to our homes. With probably the widest assortment of decor in town and more than 500 ornaments to choose from, SM Home shares with us some imaginative ways and colors to celebrate all that is inspired, inventive, and innovative. In Tagum City, the third module building of the Tagum Overland Transport Integrated Terminal located at Barangay Magugpo West was inaugurated last October 28. Mayor Alan L. Relion led the blessing and inauguration of the terminal, which is aimed to help address the bus congestion problem in the existing buildings with the provision of additional 12 bus bays. Relion, in an interview, underscored the need to expand the existing terminal for Tagum to keep up with its ever-growing and developing landscape, leading to becoming a highly urbanized city. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.